Riviera Radio. Business.
I won. No, I did.
Seems a little bit, well, it's like, isn't it, a bit of a playground brawl breaking out.
Yeah. Have you been following it?
I have been following it. Listen, I don't find it as enjoyable to watch from a spectator perspective as a British general election, I have to say. I like the personalities, I like the counts, I like sort of people going to the constituencies, which you don't have in a presidential election in the United States. It's very much data-driven. I don't know what you watched, John. I kind of switched between CNN, Fox and NBC, but wasn't overly enthused by any of them, quite frankly. But it was, it's been an interesting night.
Well, it starts off with radio coverage on Radio 4 when I woke up in the middle of the night, and then I switched to LBC on the way to work, which was quite good, actually. And then I've been following it on CNN, BBC, and just various different websites as well.
Yeah, certainly a dramatic night, of course, for US politics. Donald Trump, once again, as we've seen, confounding those pollsters. What will be the lessons learnt from this time? Said so much was learnt from 2016.
You say that every time. I mean, you know, Brexit, Donald Trump, yeah. You know, election outcomes. They've got it all wrong over about the last 5 years.
They really have. Much stronger performance than anticipated from the Donald. Hopes of an early knockout that we're talking about yesterday punch in terms of for Biden disappeared, as we know, as Florida stayed red. In some ways, I don't know about you, there's sort of this feeling that we were watching a remake of a movie that we already knew the plots from 2016, but it does, I have to say, feel somewhat different this time around. The results, I thought, were difficult to really project as the states came through. Huge turnout despite coronavirus. Republicans certainly got their base out. Mail-in absentee ballots certainly favouring the Democrats. Then Republicans out in force, certainly on polling day, swinging some of those states back into the red column. Where does it leave us? Well, certainly on a knife edge, as we've seen this morning, both candidates forecasting victory. Very different tone from each candidate. Biden, of course, saying America will decide. President Trump saying that he's won the election, will go to the Supreme Court, setting the backdrop, one would suspect, for a contested election, something markets have been fearing. The road to victory, I guess, comes down, as we were saying yesterday, actually. Remember, when we were previewing it yesterday, we were talking about Florida being the early state, that beyond that was around the Rust Belt, is Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, maybe we throw in Arizona into that as well, is where this is going to be won or lost. And that may take many hours, it may take, in fact, many days before we get a result.
Yeah, well, President Trump basically had called the election as a victory for the Republicans, you know, in his speech about 15 minutes ago. But he hasn't won, yes. I mean, they're still a long way off getting their required 270 electoral college votes. And the twist, you said there have been lots of twists and turns, so there could be a further twist, because apparently a lot of the remaining votes to be counted are Democrat votes, which is probably why once the votes counting stops.
Exactly. The scale of the victory or the loss was really going to be important around this concept of a contested election, a tight race, and it couldn't be much tighter than this. Was always going to revolve in or result in a legal battle playing out, and that's kind of where we feel we're finding ourselves this morning. There are some key dates in terms of the election process that I think will serve as a deadline in terms of disputes. Remember, the Electoral College delegation scheduled to meet on the 14th of December, deliver the official results by the 23rd of December so that Congress can ratify the vote on the 6th of January next year. The terms of the President and Vice President expire, of course, on the 20th of January next year. So you have to assume there will be a new President put in place. There's no doubt about that. This process will not go on for months and months.
Yeah, what are the markets making of it? As we said, they don't like uncertainty. And US futures shot up when Florida was called for Trump. But what's been happening since then?
It is. Paired some of those gains. It's been an interesting reaction from markets. So you could argue there has been some flow into safe havens. Treasuries have been rising. Dollar climbs up around about 0.5%. Swiss franc has been strong, certainly against the euro as well. Equity futures have been positive, as you said, but there have been pairing some of those gains. So we're looking at a very volatile session, no doubt about that. Around about 5 o'clock or so this morning, it looked like the FTSE was going to open significantly stronger. In fact, we're calling up 46 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 29 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 57 points. They've come in quite considerably in the last hour or so. And so is the S&P future. It's still positive, up around 0.6%. NASDAQ future up around about 2%. certainly significantly lower than where we were earlier this morning.
Yeah, interesting. You should mention some of the swing states. I mean, Georgia is still in play. 90% counted, 51% for Trump, 49% for Biden. But nobody is prepared to call that one, yes, and that is worth 16 electoral votes.
President Trump is prepared to call that one, except, but I think we'll leave it to the media, we'll leave it to the officials to come through with that one. Yeah, there's some big states out there, significant numbers in play. So I think it's going to take some time to come through as we see the process play out. The other interesting element to watch out for is this idea of the blue wave has completely disappeared overnight. Senate. It's been much, much tighter than anticipated. 35 seats, remember, up for grabs there. Looks like Republicans are likely to maintain the majority there. And even if Biden does become president, that's going to impede upon the implementation, certainly of his domestic policy. What is that likely to mean? Well, probably less aggressive increases in taxes. So you could argue that's positive for equity markets. But on the other side, it's likely to be a less aggressive stimulus package put in place, which will disappoint some investors as well. House of Representatives looks like it's going to stay Democratic. So if President Trump is returned for a second term, he will have to deal, of course, with a difficult Congress, to say the least.
Yeah, although if the Republicans retain control of the Senate, that makes his job a lot easier. A lot of these states are really, really tightening up. I mean, Nevada, where Trump was leading for quite a long time this morning, has just swung into the blue zone with about 83% of votes counted. So it's not over by a long chalk. I mean, the final thing about this is it's mind-bogglingly difficult for Europeans to understand the American voting process and all the postal votes, people voting on the day, votes counted
in-person early voters, people on the day, say absentee ballots, mailed-in ballots coming through. The sheer numbers have clearly overwhelmed many of the officials who were conducting the vote as well, and adding to the potential for legal recourse coming through. So, yeah, it's been interesting. You look at the numbers coming through. I don't know who did the best job of offering analysis on it, quite frankly. I thought CNN was very much data-driven. It wasn't great.
It was.
BBC,
it was really
Andrew
kind of
Neil,
dull.
You said, was a good man.
Andrew Neil and his swan song for the BBC before he moves on to head a new UK news channel. But he was smooth self.
Yes. He's good, isn't he? I like him. It just doesn't have the same drama in some ways. It's all really data-driven as opposed to, say, the UK elections, where you sort of see people standing there, they're delivering the count and they're delivering the result, and then they have to make a speech. I kind of like all that personal element, which I don't think you get in a US election.
The map's nice, though, isn't it, with all the different colours on it?
Well, they're going to great detail in each county. I remember watching Florida through the night, and it was quite amazing. We're talking about Miami-Dade County yesterday as an important element in the 2000 election. It was important, but not going the way of Biden in the rate that was required in order for him to win Florida. Then the Florida panhandle counties came in for President Trump. So all of that was quite dramatic and interesting to see. That Tallahassee, of course, where it's state capital, lots of government workers, unions there going for Biden. So interesting to see how some of those elements play out within individual states and, of course, across different states.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Not too much reaction on markets. Dollar, say, a little bit stronger. Pound against the dollar, just below 130 this morning. Euro dollar coming at 116.5. 1 euro, 11.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
No doubt we'll still be talking about it tomorrow morning. So thank you very much for the time being.
Have a good day.
Henk Potts from Barclays.